Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com.
Well, hey. First time in the new time slot.
But there's a first time for everything, right? Coming at you now is Rick Ector as he takes us on a very scenic tour of Planet Rick, which is Rick is the he's the head of Legally Armed in Detroit. He is the head of Rick's Firearms Academy. He trains numerous people every year, and he is here now. What's on your mind today, sir?
Hey, man, first and foremost, let me say good day to you, good evening.
Thank you.
Our new time slot, 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, man. I'm here on time and, as always, ready to go, man. I'm in a great mood. I got things keeping myself busy. I'm in decent shape. I'm in a positive mood, man, and glad to be here. How are you feeling today?
Well, you know. I wish every guest came on the show like that. That was sort of like a motivational speech, Tony Robbins type.
Wait. Motivational gun rights advocate. You know,
yeah.
We definitely have more than our share of gun rights advocates in the community, man, but how many of them are motivational?
Most of them are doom and gloom, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't say doom and gloom, man, but, you know, I think I could deal with more of them being upbeat, you know. But, you know, I guess we let, you know, things, you know, wear on us, man. And I say that's one of the great things I like about going to, you know, conferences and getting out of town, you know, getting on a plane, you know, if I'm not doing a short 4 or 5 hour, you know, car trip. But just doing that whole experience, man, getting away and just immersing myself into the environment. It's like a getaway, man. But more than that, man, it's like family. It's like a reunion, man.
Yeah.
I only get to see, you know, rabble rousers of similar ilk as myself when I go out of town and go to a conference, you know.
You got to go to SHOT Show. You got to come to SHOT Show.
I've never gone to SHOT, man, and I need to do that. You know, what I need to do is make it a priority early in the year so that I can, you know, make some moves and accommodate that. But, you know, SHOT Show, man, it happens like right after the first of the year. You know, you got the Christmas hangover, you know, you bought gifts, and, you know, sometimes you overdo it because we've gotten so into expressing our love and affection with presents and stuff, you know, that sometimes the message gets, you know, in the way and doesn't really get talked about as much as it should. But, you know, SHOT Show, I have to do it, you know, if only because I've never done it. And I hear such great things about it. They like, it's like the NRA convention, you know, with the exhibition hall, but it's like jacked up on steroids.
Ah, listen, the NRA, you know how you can find the press room at the NRA show on the same floor as the NRA show?
Yeah.
You can't do that at SHOT Show. SHOT Show is 5 floors.
Okay.
At the Sands. And I mean, when you go out onto one floor and you're looking around, it's sort of like looking out over the ocean saying, why can't I see the shore?
Right.
Of Europe. So, So, you know, as it's a very big show, and at the same time, there's so many different things going on. But the actual SHOT Show with the Wheeling and Dealing happens after SHOT Show convenes for the day.
Well, yeah, that's when the day gets really interesting. I mean, because the exhibitors are there and the buyers are there, and they're planning on making moves for the upcoming year. You know, when I think about it, you know, SHOT Show this year that happened, you know, in January, you know, we made, you know, as an industry, you know, all kinds of moves and deals. And then this coronavirus thing, you know, that we're dealing with, I'm sure it blew most of those good laid plans of men and mice awry.
You can't even imagine.
I imagine it just blew everybody out of the water, man. All those plans and deals and transactions, and then this thing happens. I mean, you know, just implode. As a matter of fact, just before you called, man, I'll tell you, always, you know what? And this is our first time at the 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time slot, but I'm telling you, every time I'm due to bring Planet Rick on the road on Bill Frady's Lock and Load, I always get a phone call from someone at like 10 minutes before showtime. Now, no one locally knew I was on at 5 today. But lo and behold, one of my favorite gunshots called me today, man, just to check up on me and ask me, you know, had I heard anything about the big gun rights rally that happened again down at the, you know, the Michigan Capitol. You know, the Michigan Capitol is starting to be a happening place. And I was telling them that, you know, I was doing some things online, like I was over at the Detroit News website trying to get a decent recap of it. And, you know, I scanned through the article. You know, one interesting quirk about me, man, when I'm looking at stuff online, I'm not like a reader who like serially reads every word. I'm like scanning blocks of text, trying to do a rapid fetch routine to pull the data I'm looking, like I'm a cyborg or a robot or something. But I can't seem to find the official attendance numbers for the rally today. It was conducted by Michigan United Rally. But you know what?
It rained up there, right?
Yeah, it rained.
I don't think the rain slowed anybody down. I think I've seen pictures. It's still a crowded affair. Nobody's social distancing, Rick, which makes me happy.
Well, you know, man, there's so many layers. If we look at this thing as an onion and peel the layer back, you know, the one thing I'm looking for is always the first thing that people want to know is what's the attendance numbers like? What was the max attendance? What was the overall attendance? No, I mean, you're laughing, man, but I'm telling you.
No, but you're right. Everybody makes out like that is the big thing. That's the thing.
It is. It is. I mean, because, you know, getting people to show out and show up, I mean, that is one metric that can gauge the level of interest and excitement about what's actually happening, you know? You know, so if there was a big, you know, to do being made about a rally at the Capitol and say, you know, only 25 people showed up, then, you know, you can, like, draw some conclusions and make some inferences about what that means in the local community as to how they feel about how things are going in the cause of freedom and gun rights, you know?
Right.
So I'm seeing all these pictures, man. There's some lovely pictures, and there's some video clips. I didn't make it out today, man, and I'll talk about this later. I've got some projects that I've been inspired, man. You hear me? Inspired to undertake.
Well, let me get you to hang on right there. Tell everybody how they find you.
Oh, Rick Ector, R-I-C-K, last name E-C-T-O-R. You can find me on YouTube, over 2,000 videos. User ID, Detroit TCW. I'm on Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. I mentioned YouTube, and you know what? I even went out to my MySpace page yesterday, and you know what? Dog nabbit, I don't remember my password, man. So I wonder if there's a way I can, like, recover that and get into that some kind of way.
Well, I'm sure you will find it. We'll be right back. My guest is Rick Ector, and this is Lock and Load.
Samurai-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Bill Frady here. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For my personal protection, I recommend training at Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility, located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at Front Sight.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life, from germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids. 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. We're speaking with Rick Ector as we stroll along the surface of Planet Rick. Before we do all of this motivational stuff, I just want to touch on one thing. You're a self-defense instructor. What do you think of what happened in Georgia with Ahmaud Arbery?
You know, man, it's really interesting that you mentioned that, because that was something that I'm going to talk about today, man. And not only am I going to talk about that, there's another case that bears talking about, too. And those two cases are going to be the impetus or the motivation behind an announcement I'm making on your show tonight.
Okay. Well, let's talk about this. Now, this is my way of thinking. Remember, I'm not certified by anybody to be an instructor. I am not. I have taken classes, and I have stayed in a Holiday Inn Express a few times.
So you were really shocked when you got up and hit that breakfast bar with the hot cake, the waffle maker, and the powdered eggs, right?
All that stuff. Anyway, this is my way of thinking. First of all, armed self-defense is only allowed, even with a stand-your-ground law, for you to secure yourself and your family.
Where, in Georgia?
Anywhere.
Well, here's how it goes in Michigan, man. And I'm paraphrasing, but it is very accurate.
Okay.
In the state of Michigan, as long as you are somewhere, you have the legal right to be.
Right. Stand-your-ground, yeah.
You are not committing a crime.
Right.
You have a reasonable and honest belief that you or some other person is facing an imminent threat of great bodily harm, sexual assault, or death. You may then use lethal force without a duty to retreat. There's a lot of catchphrases in there, but ultimately, to answer the question you specifically asked me, if I was walking down the street and I saw someone whose life was imperiled or endangered, I could take my gun and interject myself into that and use lethal force and deadly force, but there's some admonishments that go along.
Well, you would have to know who was the aggressor.
I have to know, you know what? I have to defend the right person.
Right. That's right. That's right.
Heaven forbid I see an altercation of some sort and it's physical, and I shoot the bag. You know, I shoot the good guy. You know, I shoot the victim. You know, that would hurt me to my soul, man, that I got involved and I didn't know what the heck I was doing and I shot the victim.
Now, if you're out there and you hear that there's a bad guy out there running around, you cannot jump in a truck. I mean, this is what this cat did. This is what the elder McMichael did.
The Ahmaud Arbery case in this one was in Georgia, yeah.
Yes, so he's on the phone with 911, and he says he's out here running around right now, and while he's on the 911 call, he tells his son, come on, let's go. And they get in the truck and go chase him down, and they try to intercept him, which they eventually do. And to me, at that point, you know, if you roll up on somebody who hasn't committed a crime, and I mean, I've seen all the stuff about Ahmaud Arbery. I know that he wasn't exactly, you know, a choir boy. I get that part of it.
But
it doesn't mean nothing in this context.
You don't have that knowledge anyway, and it's not even relevant to the altercation itself.
That's exactly right. And when if I run up on somebody and they jump out of a truck with a shotgun at low ready port arms, if they're dragging it in the ground using it as a crutch, I don't care. If they get out there and say, we need to talk to you.
Right. That I would think, no matter who you are in this great country of ours, would give you reason to believe that your life was in danger.
Yeah. Well, so, I think at that point they were not being defensive, which is what armed self-defense is supposed to be. I think they had gone on offense. Mm-hmm. I'd like to know your opinion of this.
Well, you know what? And as far as my line of thinking, man, you are definitely on the same path that I'm going on. Now, I have not done a deep dive into Mr. Ahmaud Arbery's background, but you know what? It's not even relevant. What's relevant is the facts at hand that are in play when this thing occurred. You know, apparently you know, one guy, you know, apparently our amateur cameraman who's recording everything, you know, allegedly he got a hold of, you know, the two, you know, suspects, the 64-year-old and the 34-year-old, and say, hey, I believe that something happened, right? Some crime happened, you know, and the two gentlemen, you know, go and accost this guy, and they stop him, and they have firearms, and, you know, some physical struggle happens. You know, that falls under the category of things that I would consider doing too much, man. You didn't see anything firsthand. You didn't visually know or come to believe something of your own volition, and there's a guy and you're going to take a gun into a situation, and then based on some information you got from another person, then escalate into a physical confrontation that results in that person death. Now,
right.
You know what? That is a bad thing to do, man. Bad thing to do. You know, if you think someone went to a construction site or was involved in some situation, was in some place they had no reason to be, to the best of your knowledge, you know what I would do? I would either mind my own business and go home, or I would call the police. Or if I wanted to be, like, over the top, I might, you know, just look and just give good information to the police and let them investigate.
But you'd call the police and wait on them, let them handle it, right?
Yeah, but, you know, I am a realist. You know, in today's environment now, you know, with the coronavirus or whatever.
I'll tell you what, we're coming up on the break, so I want you to answer this question in its entirety, including the coronavirus angle. But before we do that, before we go to break, tell everybody how they find you.
I am Rick Ector, R-I-C-K-E-C-T-O-R. I can be found all over social media, ID, Detroit, CCW, whether it's at Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Blogger, and over 2,000 videos on YouTube.
And that's just the short form.
Well, man, I got to make sure I get it all in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Anyway, we'll be right back talking to Rick Ector. Planet Rick, this is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at a medical supply company in Pennsylvania, President Trump says it's time for the United States to reload what the country needs.
Never again will another president inherit empty shelves or expired products, at least hopefully in 5 years you're talking about.
Attorneys for the man accused of killing an African-American man in Georgia say their client is entitled to one basic right under the law.
Travis has a presumption of innocence. That presumption of innocence follows him from now throughout the course of this trial until and unless a jury decides that he is not innocent.
Attorney Jason Sheffield calling Ahmaud Arbery's death a tragedy and promising to seek the truth in the case. The attorney saying there's also been a lot of rush to judgment in the case. and you're listening to USA Radio News. President Trump says a payroll tax cut is the way to go amid another big initial jobless claim number. The president telling Fox Business the idea is very easy to administer. Almost 3 million Americans filed for first-time unemployment claims. That number is slightly down from last week. Senator Richard Burr will temporarily step down as chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee amid the ongoing investigation over his stock trades. With more details on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The FBI is investigating Senator Richard Burr to learn whether the North Carolina Republican was involved in insider trading based on information he obtained as a member of Congress. Agents serving a search warrant on his home in the Washington, D.C. area yesterday and seizing his cell phone. Burr did sell off large amounts of stock in February, just before the pandemic struck, sending Wall Street stocks into free fall.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
They tell you that you can learn a lot about a guy by what bump music he uses, and obviously I only like music from the 90s, I guess. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're talking to Rick Ector from Legally Armed in Detroit, among other things. And is it time to move on from Brunswick, Georgia, or is there some other stuff?
Well, that case, which was on my agenda of things to talk about, I want to also simultaneously, in addition, talk about this other case that happened, you know, also recently. This one happened in Louisville, Kentucky, man. It concerns the story of a woman, her name is Breonna Taylor, 26 years old. She was an EMT, you know, one of those techs on the ambulances. She was with her boyfriend at home, man, on March 13th. And if you listen to the survivor, her boyfriend, there was a no-knock raid by the police, and he thought his home was being invaded, and he proceeded to attempt to defend himself. One officer was hit. But his girlfriend, she was shot, you know, 8 times, and she didn't make it. And,
right.
You know, so that case is also, you know, under a cloud of suspicion, and we'll figure out what's going on with that. But the one thing, the one central theme that unites these two cases is that many people, or, you know, some people in the black community feel that, you know, sometimes we have these cases, man, and somebody needs to draw, shed light on them and to, you know, to talk about them. And at the last rally here in Michigan, you know, a local rabble rouser by the name of Reverend Wendell Anthony came out and did his tirade on the local news, and he was talking about how black people and brown people don't do rallies at the Capitol, man. That, you know, that it's something that does not include us to any great extent because we're not really present there in large numbers. So as I listened to him with his tirade, man, I felt inspired, man. You know what? I said, well, look, why don't I take this up, man? So what I want to do on May 28th, two Thursdays from now, man, 2 weeks from now, I want to have a rally at the Capitol myself, you know, and I just want to have this be a rally and as a prove them wrong, have as many black and brown people present at a gun rights rally at the Capitol to put this argument to rest. And if there's anybody that I'm thinking of that can make the necessary connections and network and make this thing happen, man, if I can't do it, it can't be done. So I am definitely up for that challenge, man. And I am leaving no stone unturned. This is a lock and load exclusive.
There you go.
My goal is to get at least, and I'm, you know, probably undercutting myself, but I want to get at least, you know, 100 armed black and brown people on the steps of the Capitol and to draw light to, you know, these two cases we talked about, the Ahmaud Arbery case and the Breonna Taylor case. And we're gonna
let me ask you a question about the Louisville one, because I have read about it, and I do some stuff with a guy named Dean Weingarten where we discuss no-knock raids. Yeah. So did they ever identify themselves as police when they did the no-knock raid, when they breached?
Well, the allegation by Breonna Taylor's, you know, boyfriend, Mr. Ken Walker, he says that they did not. You know, and I'm sure if you ask the police, they might tell you, well, we did. So obviously there's two different versions of that.
Were they wearing body cams?
I did not see any body cam footage, but that doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. You know, this didn't happen too long ago, and, you know, sometimes, you know, this information, you know, comes out slowly and definitely not as fast as we would like to see, man. But,
right.
You know, I figure that taking on this cause, that when I talk to people who are black or people who are Mexican or Hispanic, you know, the thing is that they don't really get into this whole gun rights rally thing because they don't see it as something that's relevant to them or that really speaks to their issue. So, you know what? I took that as a challenge, man. I took that as a challenge.
Now,
you know?
didn't I see some black Americans with ARs at the Detroit or in Michigan?
They were at the Capitol, and, you know, as a... It's a good thing that you mentioned that because it's a segue into the gentleman that I actually saw that report and I reached out to him. It's a brother by the name of Michael Christopher Lynn. He was contacted. Get this. He runs a group out of Lansing, which is our state capital, called Black and Brown. It's a gun rights organization comprised of black people and Mexicans and Hispanic people. And he tells me that their group on Facebook has in excess of 500 members. I reached out to him, you know, using my contacts, and he gave me his number through Facebook, and I gave him a call, man, and we actually had a nice conversation. And he's local to Lansing, so he'll definitely help me get the word out to people in the Lansing area that we're going to do this rally on the 28th, man. And he's gotten some publicity, and he was recently, as a matter of fact, yesterday, on with Cam Edwards on Cam & Company, you know, and he's very interested. So we're going to get some local support in Lansing, and I'm going to call upon my contacts here in Detroit proper and in Metro Detroit to take a little ride down the freeway, man, and an hour and 15 minutes to get there to have a big, huge rally. You know, I will say hopefully, you know, knock on wood, I'm underestimating how many people I can get there. But, you know, you got to have a goal, man. And I'm shooting for 100 pairs of boots on the ground, man, black and brown people with guns to settle this wise tale that there aren't black people or brown people who are interested in assembling en masse in support of their right to keep and bear arms, if only for personal protection. And I'm up for the challenge.
Okay. I'd like to, after when we're offline here, I'd like to get, if you ought to contact him, see if he'd be interested in coming on the show.
Oh, I will definitely put him in touch with him.
I can even get with you later on this evening and we'll pick that up. That's fine. Let's do that. But, I mean, here's the thing about the Second Amendment activism that I do see. I want all the women to be Second Amendment advocates. I want all of the black Americans to be Second Amendment advocates. I want all of the Hispanics that are here that are American to be. You know, where you're from or what your creed is, I want all the emphasis is on the American part. Because some of these classes of people have been, sort of divided from America at large, and they are part of America. They're a big part of America, and they should be part of the freedom part of it, because definitely deserved. But anyway, we're coming up on the next break. Before we do that, of course, I need you to tell people all the various ways they can find the Keeper of Planet Rick.
My name is Rick Ector, R-I-C-K, last name E-C-T-O-R. I can be found at legallyarmedindetroit.com. I can be found at all of the social networking sites, whether it's YouTube, 2000 videos, Instagram, Twitter, and blogger of all places. Man, I'm all over the place. Google my name, Rick Ector. I swear you won't be able to miss me.
That's true enough. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I think my pops wanted to talk and all the wisdom he shared.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Rick Hector on Planet Rick, where would you like to go now as we wind this hour down, sir?
Well, yeah, the one thing that I also want to make sure that I contributed to the conversation today, man, is how to get black people or brown people or other ethnic minorities interested in attending gun rallies, man, because there's obviously some concerns that they have, because if they don't feel comfortable or they don't have a guide to bring them in, it's reminiscent of the NRA's position, you know, historically has been with regards to black people and minorities joining the organization. It's not that they don't want them to join or didn't want them to be members. It's just they never wanted to take that step forward and extend the invitation to come join the organization and to court them and say, hey, you know what, we have some mutual interests and we can do some things together. You know, the NRA has never taken, you know, that position that they wanted to extend that overt invitation to come join. And I'll tell you, a lot of people that I've talked to, man, whether it's locally or at conferences nationally, they felt a little put off back in that Minnesota case, if you remember the black guy, Philando Castile, who was allegedly reaching for, you know, his identification and got shot, and then the law enforcement officer, they put him on trial. He was exonerated, but the town, you know, fired him from the local law enforcement agency because they didn't want to be with him. They didn't want him to work for them. So, you know, they're uncomfortable, man, and, you know, there's a stigma, and, you know, they need a guide, man, and no one is really speaking to their relevant issues, and, you know, they don't want to have a negative experience, you know. And that's why I felt sufficiently motivated, man, to say, look, yeah, I'm going to do everything I can, move heaven and earth to get at least 100 people of color, black and brown, to be at the Capitol in Lansing, Michigan in 2 weeks, man, on the 28th. And the legislature will still be in session, and we're going to be out there and we're going to make it happen, man. I'm lining up my speakers.
That gentleman we talked about before, Michael Lynn, I've already talked to him yesterday. Terry Johnson, a guy from Firearms Legal Protection, is going to be there. A lot of people I'm connected to here locally. And I even put in a request to a VIP in the Second Amendment community. And he's going to be out of town, far away from home, but he's telling me that he's going to make every effort to move heaven and earth to be there, no other than Maj Teray. So hopefully he will be able to follow through and show up, because I definitely would appreciate the support. And his presence would definitely be a boom in terms of getting other minorities to show up to the event, man. And I have high hopes and aspirations. And you know what? I don't think I've seen it done before, which is sufficient motivation to make me think I can do it, man.
Yeah, then don't you? I mean, for those of you who don't know, Rick is trying to build his way to where he trains 1,000 women for free in an afternoon how to shoot.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's had several. How many did you do last year? 880 something or something like that?
800. I didn't get that high. It was 814, man.
814. And that wasn't because he didn't try to do 1,000. That's not because he didn't try to do 1,000. He tried to do 1,000. He's going to do 1,000. So whenever Rick sees something and says, a challenge.
It's a challenge, man. And I'm up for it, and I'm sufficiently motivated. Like I said, man, it was the local NAACP branch president here in Detroit, man. He got on local Fox 2 affiliate and was talking, you know, about how these gun rights rallies, you know, they aren't for black people and black people don't go to them. Well, you know what? I'm up for the challenge, man. Challenge accepted.
Have you ever been on TV with that guy? Because I love it when you're on TV with these guys.
Yeah, I actually have a video clip of where I debated him on the ABC affiliate here in Detroit, man. And I think I got the better of him, man. I'll send you the clip.
Send me the clip. There's lots of clips of Rick is a very, 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 very well-traveled in local TV down there and done some national TV, too. So, send me the clip, Rick. Send me the clip.
I'll definitely send you that, and I'll send you the contact info of Mr. Avery, man, because, you know, I'd like for him to tell you his story on your show, man.
Well, I mean, Maj Teray, I mean, look at him. I mean, the only problem I have with Maj is built like I used to be when I was in my 30s. So when I stand beside him and I'm just looking at all this,
And look, there's no reason why you can't be built like him, man. I mean, you know, get yourself in together.
Listen,
space between you and that plate, man, and bicycle a little more.
I've been going to the gym. Started going to the gym in August of last year. Been just about every day except for when I went to SHOT Show when I had COVID-19 and some other days. And then COVID-19 hit, and now they're getting ready to reopen. Except when they do reopen, they're going to practice social distancing there. And I mean, it's going to be a clown car. So it'll probably be the bicycle. I've been getting the bike tuned up. Got a new trailer hitch put on the car so I can tow the bikes everywhere and all that other kind of stuff. So, Maj is a very effective Second Amendment for being so young.
You know, when I first heard about him was when I heard he was going to be bringing his show to Chicago. And, you know, the woman in my life, man, she is always, you know, receptive to my harebrained ideas. And I say, well, hey, let's go for a ride, right? She's like, well, where are you going to go? I said, let's go to Chicago, right? And then her eyes lit up, and I'm like, no, it's not one of those get away for a weekend thing. We're going to go there, and we're going to see this guy talk about guns, and then we're going to jump on the freeway and come back, right? And you know what? She was down, man. And one of the things, I'm crazy about her, because she's like a real trooper, man. I say, come on, let's do this. And she's like, yeah, let's do it. But we met him, man, and got a chance to hear his program and his platform, and I extended the invitation for him to come to Detroit, man. He did his started showing the road to Detroit, man. We hosted him here in Detroit, man. And it was a great event. A lot of people got to hear his message, and cool guy, man. I was talking to him on the phone. You know what? It's always flattering when I call big shots in the 2A community and they actually answer the phone and it don't go to voicemail. And they like, hey, Rick, what's going on? You know, like they save my name in the phone, you know, and I'm like, okay, you know.
I guess I'm cool.
Right? So you don't think of yourself as a big shot in that then, I guess, huh?
Man, I'm still self-deprecating, man. You know, I'll tell you this. If I pull off this goal of 2 weeks from today of getting at least 100 black and brown people to have a rally at the Capitol while armed, you know, I will think I've really done something, and I'm secretly hoping that I'll get even more. But right now I'm just saying 100 because no one has even done anything close to that, and that'll blow everything out of the water. But you know what? I do a real good job of marketing and promotion. I know I can do it, man.
I'm sure you'll be quite successful. And then, Ty Cobb, who's a bad person to point out to you because Ty Cobb was a racist.
He was a Detroit Tiger, man. He was a horrible person, but
yeah, he was a little racist runt.
Right?
But he said it ain't bragging if you can do it.
I do remember that quote being attributed to him, man.
Yeah. So, once again, before we run out of time. Tell everybody how they find you.
RICKECTOR, Detroit, CCW. My handle is on social media sites, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and 2,000 videos on YouTube. It has been my pleasure to be here. Mr. Frady, lock and load, hosting Planet Rick. It's been a pleasure, my friend. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you coming by once again to show us around the scenic shores of Planet Rick.
And watch your radio, man. Wouldn't miss it for anything.
There you go. Coming up next, it's going to be 1911 University with Joe Chambers. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.